I'll move option two for a two-year term to be reviewed after 1 year per the discussion and include the soft dollar audit in the scope of services.
I'll second it.
Okay, I had one question, Tim. On page 17, the sample annual TCA review, right at the bottom, they talk about 340,000, that number jumped out to me, of potential savings from 2015 trade execution and commission-related questions. Could you describe in a little more detail what that 340,000 might have come from?
Yeah, so we gave them three portfolios to look at. We gave them a fixed income, because they're offering three services, a fixed income, what they call their sponsor monitor for their equity, and an international mandate so that they could take a look at currency. And so the equity and fixed income had issues that they had identified. The international mandate did not. It looked pretty good, so they didn't have any particular concerns there. On the equity side, that was the issue about one particular firm was getting a large proportion of the trades and not adding value, in fact, detracting from value for the trades that they mm-hmm. placed over the course of the year. And they said, that looks suspicious. We would then go back to that firm and ask them what's going on there. So that factored into their calculation. The 340,000 is a full number. So that would be kind of the max they could get. Yeah. But
that's not a clawback expectation.
No, that would be. Are there conversations that we can put in place that would lead to that outcome not recurring 2016, 2017, 2018?
All right. Okay.
On the fixed income side, they identified several small things, but one particular trade that they looked at, and they said, oh, that one's really interesting. You got super poor execution on this bond being traded at this time. And we looked at it, and we were talking with them. It's like, I think that company filed for bankruptcy or was rumored to be filing for bankruptcy at that time. Oh, yeah, that's right. So the bid-ask spread jumped out on them, and they got poor execution. The strategy couldn't really hold it anymore, so they had to get out of it. So it wasn't really anything you could do about it. It was kind of like, yeah, this is kind of a bad bond that they had to get out of because their mandate doesn't allow them to hold it. Okay, so you can't really do anything about that one either. So that's kind of the nature of the results.
This just goes back to, we talk about from where a dollar starts here at Cicera to the market opportunity, what gets eroded in the middle? And transaction costs are part of that. And so we want to see, can we close that gap? Are there techniques we can put in place to close that gap? Let's have those conversations. It could be, Ed said, nope, there was a market impact. It was bad luck. Okay, well, we still want to know about that, have that conversation, and confirm that.
Any further questions or discussion? We have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Passes unanimously.
Ed, I still want that. I still want that info.
Yes.
All right, so that was item 9.